Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers, to today's episode. As we approach the end of the year, it's the perfect time to pause, reflect, and reconnect with the joy that resides within us. In episode 4, Karen and I explored how joy is not just a fleeting emotion, but a fundamental state of being, a birthright we can access even during challenging times. Today, we're diving deeper into that theme as we look back over the past year. We'll explore how joy has intertwined with our experiences, both bright and challenging, and how we can carry that joy forward into the new year.
What I love about joy is that you can call it in. It's always there, no matter how dire or dark a circumstance might seem. You can pivot. You can call the joy in, and slowly but surely, yeah, it rises. Yeah. It rises to the top.
As I said, Karen and I explored our birthright of joy back in episode 4, and I wanted to revisit the science of joy. By understanding the science behind joy, we can better appreciate its significance and find ways to cultivate it intentionally.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's the intentionality, bringing joy in. Yes. Yes.
We discuss joy and the neurotransmitters in our brain. Joy is linked to releasing neurotransmitters such as dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, which are chemicals crucial in regulating our mood and promoting happiness and pleasure.
Yes.
The happy chemicals. Joy also plays a role in resilience. Karen and I just had to explore holding on to joy as we began recording this episode. When faced with challenges, we can tap into our joy so we are better able to cope and recover, as our positive emotions can broaden our perspectives and foster creative problem solving.
Right, which we needed both of, actually, as the computers were causing
mayhem.
And mayhem. Chaos. Yes. Chaos.
Experiencing joy can create a positive feedback loop where joyful moments lead to more positive experiences.
Yes, joy begets joy, mm-hmm. For sure.
I think we called it the joy ripple effect.
Yeah, probably. That sounds about right.
That sounds like us.
The ocean of joy. Just the waves keep coming. They keep coming. I do love the idea of revisiting this because there's so much to be gained by focusing intentionally on creating more joy in your life, regardless of what's going on. You can actually do that.
Yeah.
Even if you have to fake it till you make it. You can visualize. You can bring it in. You can feel the sensory experience of joy, even in despair, and bam, boom, man, stuff happens in your brain and your body.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We discussed the duality of joy, how joy can exist alongside other emotions.
Yes.
It's unique in that way. And because of this, it creates a rich emotional landscape that reflects the complexity of our human experience.
Multi-layered, yeah.
Yes. Joy can exist with sadness. A person might feel joy when reminiscing about happy memories with a loved one who has passed away. The joy of these cherished moments combines with the sadness of their absence, creating a bittersweet experience.
You know, people have said this, you've probably heard this, but the deeper your feelings of sadness, the greater your capacity for joy.
Ooh.
Right? I look at our experiences of emotions as bell curves, like a sine wave. For as high as you can go is as low as you can go. And you know what? Honestly, that's a beautiful thing.
Way to bring the math into joy.
Did I just say sine wave?
You did. You went to the advanced math class. Okay.
Goodness, man.
Joy and anxiety.
Oh.
Yes. Graduating from school or starting a new job can bring joy, but it could also come with anxiety about the future. This mix of excitement and worry can shape our experiences as we embrace these new opportunities.
Isn't it so true how we as human beings like to know what's next? We don't like to just sit in that pivotal place between no longer and not yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Brianna refers to it, right? The idea of that sort of floating, this section is over and I don't quite know what's coming yet. Being able to sit with that and be open to the experience and the expansion and whatever is coming on your next chapter is such a beautiful ability to not let that cause you stress or angst, because it's all unfolding. That's the whole point of this human journey, is that unfolds as we go.
Yeah. And there's also joy and guilt. We might feel joy attending a celebration in our honor while grappling with guilt over a personal issue or the fact that others we care about are struggling. This juxtaposition of celebration and concern can lead to a complicated emotional response.
I have so many feelings about this. I have so many feelings about guilt and shame in general.
Mm.
I really believe this. I feel like it's going to sound really harsh when I say it to our listeners, but I believe that guilt and shame have no place in our experience. Like, I don't...
Hoped that's where you were going with that.
I don't advocate guilt or shame at all. I don't feel we need to take anything on. We are all just here in the moment experiencing and I would like to believe doing the best we can and finding purpose and finding joy. And there is not a damn thing to feel guilty about. So that is so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I tangented.
No, that was good. That's good. That's our recap of a couple of themes that we explored in Joy Your Birthright, Our Birthright, episode 4 of your Odyssey podcast. If you want more details, go back and listen to that episode.
It's a good one.
It is. But as far as our year-end reflections and rediscovering joy, I wanted to say that joy often gets overshadowed in the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives. One way that we can reclaim, rediscover, tap into our birthright is to do a joy inventory.
Mm, you know I like a good
list. Yes. Explorers, you may be asking, what is a joy inventory?
Mm.
Well, a joy inventory captures the activities, experiences, and people who have sparked joy in your life. It's a meaningful way to reflect on and recognize what makes you happy, enabling you to carry that joy into the new year and beyond.
Right. To intentionally focus on creating those circumstances or inviting those people in or just getting more of that.
Yeah. So what are the steps to create our joy inventories? Step one, set the atmosphere. You want to find a quiet and comfortable place to reflect.
You want to feel good and comfortable. You want to feel open so that you can really dive into it.
Maybe play some calming music or get your favorite beverage, but you really want to be intentional about setting the atmosphere.
Yes.
Step two, we're going to take some time to think back on the past year. Consider your relationships, hobbies, and personal achievements. What moments stood out to you? What made you smile or filled you with happiness?
More of those,
more
please.
Of that.
Yeah, what you focus on, you create more of.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring these opportunities and these circumstances and these memories and experiences to light, you feed them with more energy and you invite more of that in.
We've set the atmosphere. We've thought about those things that brought us joy. And now we're going to be old-fashioned, maybe. You're going to write it down or open a digital document to jot down your thoughts, the activities, the people like your friends and family, or even new people you met this year who have positively impacted your life. And then your experiences, memorable moments or milestones, big and small.
Yeah, sometimes it's the little things, small, quiet moments of peace, happiness, joy, noticing a flower, finding out that your coffee place has your favorite whatever. Those little things, really.
Yeah.
Don't discount those small moments. To me, a joyful life is made up of all of those small, joyful mm-hmm. moments. It doesn't have to be a party, you know, every day or every week.
That's kind of what I outline in step four. It's like, don't just focus on the obvious. Consider moments that you may consider fleeting or insignificant, but still brought you joy. So a beautiful sunset.
Yes.
A deep belly laugh shared with a friend.
Oh, laugh till you cry.
Oh, my goodness. Singing and dancing, walking in the rain, just like all of those things, like really, really dig deep.
All of those things that you see children enjoy every moment of every day, those are the things you want to look to. Be more like that. Be more childlike and playful. And remember what it is to splash in puddles and to laugh so hard with your friends that you fall on the ground. All of those moments in childhood that I hope each of you have experienced on some level and to some degree. You know, that feeling, that's what we're trying to kindle, right? And rekindle.
And if you haven't, it's not too late to splash in the puddles. It really isn't.
I splash in puddles all the time.
And an optional step into your joy inventory is consider creating a visual representation once your list is complete. So a vision board with images and quotes and symbols that reflect your joys.
Yes, a joy board.
By the end of this process of creating your joy inventory, you will have a resource you can return to whenever you need a reminder of the joy in your life.
I personally love the idea of people taking pen to paper. I'm not going to judge if you pull out a phone or a computer, but there is something about the act of taking pen in hand or pencil in hand to page that for me, I find just so satisfying and cathartic. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, I feel almost that we're freer to explore the concepts and the ideas and the feelings when we're writing it, using our hand to write it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to use this joy inventory as a springboard for setting joyful intentions for the new year.
Oh, I love that. Like each week or each month. What is your joy intention for January? What are the things you're going to do that are going to pop with celebration and fun and happiness and silliness? I love it.
Joyful intentions can be transformative. I am absolutely 100% going to do this. Unlike traditional resolutions, which often come with a heavy sense of pressure and high expectations.
Guilt and shame.
Joyful intentions invite us to embrace a more holistic approach. Nurturing a mindset that prioritizes happiness and positivity.
Right. Like, what are the things that I do want in my life? Not what am I trying to eliminate, but what are the things I want to bring in that are light and joyful?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so instead of resolving to lose weight or work harder, a joyful intention could be to engage in activities that bring me joy and promote my well-being, which might include trying new hobbies or spending time with loved ones. Or focusing on self-care practices that uplift our spirit.
Yeah, or even being out in the community, connecting and volunteering, doing something that feels very purposeful and satisfying to you, right? That brings joy.
Yeah.
There's so many angles, the ways you
can
approach.
So rather than approaching the new year with apprehension and unease, we can set our joyful intentions to, what do I want to say, to... reframe how we approach transitions. Yeah. So we're changing the narrative, we're shifting our mindset, which can lead to a more fulfilling day, month, year when we are prioritizing experiences that enhance our happiness and allow us to grow authentically.
Yeah, resolutions are the worst. Like New Year's Eve resolutions, throw them out the window.
Yeah.
I mean, who lasts more than 21 days anyway? I just think having these positive experiences and things that bring you joy, like if you like focusing on that and bringing more of that into your life intentionally, then it becomes more of a habit. Every week I do this because this is what I do to keep my well-being balanced out, right?
Yeah. But joyful intentions create that roadmap that guides us toward a vibrant and purposeful existence.
Purposeful. Mm-hmm. You know, humans, that's what we want. Humans want purpose. Purpose brings joy, brings connection. Connection brings purpose. I don't know, all of it.
All of that. All of that. Explorers, I hope you are considering creating your joy inventory and using that to begin to think about your joyful intentions for the upcoming new year.
Aren't you getting hyped up about it, Explorers? I want to take my notebook out right now. And just like start making my list. Yeah, more of this, more of this, more of this, including cupcakes. That's going on my list. I don't need enough cupcakes.
Oh my goodness. And okay. In the meantime, let's explore a couple of ways that our explorers may be able to cultivate joy in our daily lives.
Like just some hands-on, here's some things you can do.
That you could include on your joy inventory if you participated in things like this year. Okay. Or maybe set a joyful intention because it is sparking something in you as you're listening.
Yes. If you feel like, ooh, I want to do that. I want to try that. Follow that childlike impulse.
The first is to embrace laughter and playfulness. Jeez. My goodness, we take ourselves so seriously.
Get some silly.
And how can we do that? You might be like, embrace laughter and playfulness. Like, I laugh, but do you? Do you really?
But do you, like, are you really going for it? Are you just being silly? Do you make funny faces at yourself in the mirror? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you skip down the street or a trail?
There you bring in skipping back up again.
We love talking about skipping. I know, but skipping brings a sense of just absolute, utter joy in the present moment. I think it's an immediate, visceral connection.
All right, y'all. If you like me and skipping is a challenge.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Maybe you can have a game night.
Game night. So fun.
These game nights are great ways to unwind and also a little competition if that's what you're into. There are certain games that I don't play because of the competitive nature of the people that I sometimes play with. I'm like, I'm just here for the fun. I'm not here for the win. I just want to get together with my people.
Yeah. I can sometimes want to be super competitive, but I think that having that sort of detached, like, we're just here for fun,
just lighten the hell up, man.
It's all good. Let's just have some fun. Who cares who wins?
You can have a dance party with yourself or with your people, whatever. Mm. Just dance.
Yeah. Put on your favorite song. Find a new song that's it. Like, just put on your favorite song and then be like, find me something that's
shuffle
like this.
You know,
great. I literally sent two people in my life a song this morning. And I was like, it's a new day.
Let's do this. Another way we can cultivate joy, which is a little bit of what we were doing with these activities that embrace laughter and playfulness, is to foster connections with loved ones. So, Karen, you want to come over for a movie marathon?
Yeah.
We can make some popcorn. We can do that this weekend too. Ooh. All right, we gotta focus. All right,
that's gonna be cut out.
Another way to foster connection is with a book club. I really just said this week to a couple of people in my expanded community, I was like, y'all want to join my book club next month? I was listening to an episode that we did recently. The women's entrepreneurship, and we were talking about all these books. And I was like, well, how many books can we read at one time? But I want to read all of them because reading a book with people you have connected with, there's something special about
that. Because you're experiencing
it
together, and then you're having your conversations about how you're each reacting
to it. Yes, different perspectives. Someone
Absolutely.
Will pull another piece out of it that you maybe didn't consider.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, that's interesting. Never thought about that.
Yeah, I think it's more well-rounded. And I think also anytime you have a group holding you accountable in any way,
yes,
especially for all the books you want to read. So that should be one other, that should be a part of the joy list should be the book list.
Yes.
Things that you've said you wanted to read and haven't gotten around to.
And then another thing I wanted to remind explorers about as we are attempting to cultivate joy is to prioritize self-compassion.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
As
you
Karen,
are doing a
yes.
good job, my friends. You're doing so well. You're amazing. Just love yourself.
You
holy cow, you are doing it.
Yes.
You're amazing.
As Karen said a little bit earlier, guilt and shame have no place. So practice positive self-talk.
Yes.
Rather than saying, I always mess things up, you can say, I'm doing my best in a challenging situation.
Right. Oh, look at that. I made a mistake. I wonder what I'll learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why that crossed my path. Mistakes are learning opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Failure. Fail. First attempt in learning. That's what fail stands
F-A-I-L.
For.
F-A-I-L. Okay.
It's all just learning.
Mm.
Fail forward.
Another way to prioritize self-compassion is to take breaks. If you're feeling overwhelmed or too busy to even have a moment of peace to yourself, it's probably time for you to take a break.
And take like 10 moments of that.
Yeah, as many moments as possible for yourself. That could mean stepping away from work for a walk or dedicating a weekend to self-care. Giving yourself this time nourishes your soul.
Yeah, it's all connected, right? Mm-hmm. Body, mind, soul. It's all connected. Stress response gets heightened if you're not taking time to balance out your nervous system and, you know, alleviate some of the over input that we experience. I want to especially note that parents of young children, take some time. They're going to be fine if you're spouse or partner or friend watches them, so you can get some time to yourself. Mm-hmm. Really, you're going to be a better person overall, and especially a better parent if you take time for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So we are embracing laughter and playfulness. We're fostering connections, and we are prioritizing self-compassion. These are ways that we can increase our joy quotient.
Quotient. That's another math term.
We're mathing. We are increasing the joy quotient. We are strengthening our relationships. We are embracing spontaneity. We are doing the things that make our day-to-day more enjoyable.
Yeah. And listen to those little nudges, right? Like when you're going throughout your day, you'll hear it once in a while. You'll hear like, ooh, I wish I had a little special drink. Or, ooh, I'm going to call this person that means so much to me. Or, I really want to read a couple pages of that book. Follow those urges of joyful, easy moments for yourself, things that will fill your well. Pay attention to those nudges. I think that's a really important habit or skill to get good at.
You know what else is really fun?
Yes, I do.
We are going to have our own little dance party right now with a song by Dante Bo, Joyful.
Let's dance.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
So good. Thank you, Dante.
That was very fun.
And that choir behind you. Woo! I was like, I'm in that choir. I'm going to be in that choir.
Yes, please.
Oh, man, do I love some gospel. Woo-wee. Just feel right down in my soul. Don't you, though?
Yes. To keep this joyful spirit alive.
Love it.
It's time for today's QOTD. The question of the day.
The question.
What is one moment this year that brought you unexpected joy?
Doesn't feel hard. There's been so many, right? I mean, whoo-wee. I would say, for me, it's a relationship that I wasn't expecting. Not that I'd given up hope, but I was like, maybe it's just not in the cards this year.
And it is.
Like, we laugh so much and we enjoy each other's company so much and we have so much fun. It's just been wonderful. So I guess unexpected.
Unexpected joy. I took a class on my own through church earlier this year. I think it started in February, but I was just like, I'm just going to do it. And out of that, it started something. In me. It brought my community, and it was out of that class that it was kind of like a joy ripple effect. I went into it thinking like, I'm going to learn something, not I'm going to learn something and meet some really cool people.
Joyride.
I did not. I was like, I'm just going to be a student, and then I'm going to learn some things, and that's it. That's all I'm getting out of this.
Right. When you do something because you feel the call to do it for whatever reason, and you don't know, like you think it's for this, and then it ends up being also for that. It's just such a fun part of our human experience, I think.
And then also, too, starting the pivot year.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely unexpected, because it's one of those things like, oh, I'm just going to do it for somebody else. And I was like, this is also awakening something.
Yes, right. Awakening. And I feel like it's such a special tool to be thinking and journaling and focusing on these different entries every day. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is definitely another unexpected joy for me as well. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. And it's just growing. That is the joy ripple effect. Like, oh, hey, there's this book. I'm having so much fun. I think you'll have fun.
Right.
And then exactly. you tell someone and then they tell someone.
Yeah.
It's been great.
I've told several people. Yeah. It's been great.
Explorers, as we move forward, I want us to remember that joy does not have to be an occasional visitor in our lives. It can be our constant companion.
Make a whole chair for it. Just put a chair, a little Afghan, a little stool.
And cozy on up to that joy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I found a quote by Swiss theologian Karl Barth. Mm-hmm. Karl said, "Joy is the simplest form of gratitude."
Oh, I like that so much. Joy is the simplest form of gratitude. Experiencing something that brings you joy is symbiotic, right? Or
yes.
just super connected to feeling grateful for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a sweet quote.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I love that.
Explorers, remember, joy is always there, just waiting to be rediscovered. As you navigate your joyful journey, know that you are not alone. We're all in this together, and there's strength in our shared experiences. Let's continue to seek out those moments of joy and support each other along the way. Until next time, keep spreading the light.
I love that. Remember that joy is our birthright.
Mm-hmm.
Joy is right there. You just have to turn the light on. Make that connection. Explorers, I hope you connect to so much joy this month and beyond. And we're so grateful that you're here with us. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.